Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back. Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like we are getting more and more divided, and it's becoming more and more chaotic on the abortion crisis. And it's a shame we're actually having an abortion crisis with everything else going on. This is not why the U.S. should be splitting and almost going into civil war. But it seems to me that we need a little bit of leadership, a little bit of guidance, and maybe we need a little bit of compromise. And so as a physician, I have been suggesting the following, and maybe it's not the most ideal way to do it, but this might just work. It might help politicians get through to voters. It might help taxpayers sleep better at night. It might help doctors and patients get through what they need to get through. So this is what I suggest. And so the problem and the reason why here we are with abortion, although you have some people wanting to make it a Democrat-Republican sort of thing, is we have a few issues, all right? One is the issue of somebody telling a woman what to do with her body. I think a very, very popular sentiment is we don't want a federal government, we don't want a governor, we don't want a boss, we don't want a teacher, we don't want a taxpayer, we don't want people telling a woman what she should do with her body if she has an unintended pregnancy. Now we're not going to talk about incest and rape. I think those are usually covered with laws across the United States to allow or the life to protect the mom, to protect the life of the mother. Those, most abortions laws include that. So we're going to be, this is about an elective abortion decision. So, good part of the country does not feel like people should be involved with a woman's choice. A good number of individuals in this country feel the fetus is alive. They've seen their babies on ultrasound. They've seen their babies become babies. They've seen the fingers and the thumb sucking and all that. So you have a good amount of people that struggle with thinking that the fetus is just a blob of cells. All right? Well, we don't necessarily have to argue that. And that's what everybody's arguing. Is the fetus alive or is the fetus not? And as I've said, we have to be very, very careful, because if somebody legislates and says the fetus is not alive, that can screw up all the maternal fetal medicine funding and research and everything else we're trying to do to protect moms and their fetuses when they're going through their pregnancy. So we don't want to go down the wrong path. So if we're having trouble figuring out which is more important, the life of the fetus or the mother's right to choose, I think there's a compromise and I think there's a way to do it. All right? Nobody will be able to say anything about a woman's choice and what she's doing if you don't drag them into the conversation. So if the boss isn't paying for it, if the taxpayer isn't paying for it, if the voter isn't legislating for it, they have no say. Keep them out. Have abortions between a person and their provider. If the provider wants to give the medication, they can dispense it in their office or ship it to the patient. This keeps the pharmacies out of it. So if you have a pharmacist who's, it's against their religion or they have ethical issues with contributing to this, they're out of it. The person and their doctor can get the medication there. The doctor can talk to them about the side effects. And, you know, we're forgetting a patient's privacy. Do you know how embarrassing it is for the average woman to have to traipse across town trying to tell the pharmacy tech or the pharmacist what they need? This is a private thing. For a woman to decide to terminate a pregnancy is private. And we have now involved everybody. Now, somebody could say, well, what about the doctors? You know, what if doctors don't want to do the abortions? There are plenty of doctors out there that will. There are many individuals that will help perform it and undergo that training. Now you don't have to have the medical boards. You don't have to have doctors fighting. If a doctor does not feel comfortable because they're not trained in it, they don't have to. If I want to get a boob job, do I go to somebody who will do the boob job? Do I ask my neighbor to pay for it? Do I ask the pharmacist if they're okay with it? Do I ask if my boss is okay with it? No. It's just between me and my doctor. We got to get that back. If abortion is a medical condition and a serious one, all right, get the patient in a private room with their provider. Now, somebody could say, well, what about Planned Parenthood? Congress is funding Planned Parenthood. Okay, well, if we want to get the taxpayers out of it so the taxpayers don't have to feel that they have to pay, there are many, many organizations that are going to fund groups that support this. So if there's somebody that can't pay for their abortion, just like if somebody can't pay for their, you know, then Planned Parenthood or some of these organizations that will provide those services can get other means of funding. And again, this isn't the most ideal decision, but is it a compromise? I don't think neighbors, taxpayers, bosses should have any say in what a woman does with their body, but then keep them out of it so they're not paying for it. Let these people have the privacy of them and their provider. Also, they could watch for the side effects, maybe prevent the next unwanted pregnancy. And have this a situation that isn't discussed and thrown around in courts. We don't discuss hysterectomies and appendectomies and nose jobs and penis enlargement surgeries to the same extent. This is a medical procedure that has medical risks, needs informed consent, and it's a private matter. If pharmacists don't want to dispense it, it doesn't matter. They're not in the equation. It's between the person and their doctor. So that is my abortion compromise. And I think we could get more people to calm down on the situation if we treat it like a medical issue and keep everybody and their tax dollars and their opinions out of it. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're getting a little bit closer to a breast cancer vaccine. We might have a vaccine to prevent breast cancer in the next 4 to 5 years. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I got to tell you, it's better than what's going on now. So there has been a patient, a 46-year-old Jennifer Davis of Ohio, to get the first breast cancer vaccine in 2021. It had been in development at the Cleveland Clinic for over 20 years, but finally reached the human trial phase. Researchers are hoping they could then use it for certain cancer survivors, not everybody, within a few years. So this was reported by Fox News Digital. Miss Davis got the vaccine because she needed to know that her cancer was going to be behind her for good. She says it all fell into place and worked out perfectly, but she still is not in the clear. So the breast cancer vaccine has been licensed to Anixa Biosciences. They're working with Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Amit Kumar, who is CEO, talked about the journey of this vaccine. She's an immunologist, or actually she explained that an immunologist invented the vaccine. And this immunologist was Dr. Vince Chuohi. And Ms. Davis, the patient, is a nurse who has three children. She was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, one of the most aggressive and difficult to treat, back in 2018. It doesn't have a lot of the common receptors in the cells, so it can't respond to hormonal therapies that we use to fight breast cancer. It's not the most common cause of breast cancer. 15% of all breast cancers fall into this category, but the triple negative is the most aggressive and the hardest to treat. She had multiple rounds of treatments that included chemotherapy, surgery, 16 rounds of radiation, and she was nervous because these things can recur. Now, I'm not exactly sure if Olivia Newton-John had triple negative cancer, but she had the type of cancer that had metastasized and continued to metastasize even in remission. And unfortunately, she died after, I believe, four recurrences and resurgences of her breast cancer. So no wonder Ms. Davis was nervous. So she said triple negative cancer, so aggressive and recurrence is really, really high. The prognosis is not the greatest. And there was nothing I could take following treatment. Once treatment is over, there's no pill or anything that gives you that peace of mind that it's not coming back. So when she heard about the vaccine trial, she was really excited that she got picked. She had to go through a bunch of guidelines of testing, and she said she was so close to not being able to get it that it all fell into place and worked out perfectly. So she got the first dose of the vaccine October 19th, 2021. Then she received two additional doses spaced 2 weeks apart, and then she had to wait, or she's waiting to make sure that it worked. The vaccine has thus far been administered to 14 patients, and the data on the first group of patients is going to be presented next week, but the doctor said that the data so far is looking very good. Now, she herself has not seen the results of these tests, but of course they look for biomarkers, they look to see if there's other signs that a cancer could be resurging, and, you know, I don't have a lot of details on how this would work or how this particular shot works, but how these vaccines are, some of the vaccines, what the plan is and how they're designed is to work like a vaccine where it induces your immune system to locate something that shouldn't be in there and neutralize it. So as we use that vaccine, a vaccine for flu, we use a vaccine for polio, for tetanus, such that the second you see this, you fight it and you stomp it out. Or the vaccine we do for COVID is we're going to create what the body needs to learn, teach the body so that when it sees it, it fights it. This is something similar that they are experimenting with. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what she got. We're going to get more details next week. But that's how a vaccine would work for cancer. Now, many of you already got the Gardasil vaccine for HPV. HPV is a virus that causes cancer. Can cause throat cancer in men and women. Can cause penile cancer. Can cause cervical cancer, rectal cancer, anorectal cancer. So many of you got the vaccine such that your body could learn to see it, identify it, and then fight it before it decides the virus, before it could turn around and then cause you harm. It's a fascinating topic. It's just, it's hard to do. Look at how this one has been in development for 20 years. And this is why some people were a little bit suspicious. We came up with the COVID vaccine in weeks, and we still can't come up with the cancer vaccine beyond what we have with Gardasil. Why is that? It makes people kind of wonder that cancer is chaotic. Cancer doesn't always follow a predictable pattern. It would be very, very cool for somebody who had prostate cancer, where you take that prostate cancer, or their pancreatic cancer, or their lung cancer, send it to a lab, make a vaccine out of it, where they kill portions of it, but then inject your body to retrain and learn how to fight it, or make immunoglobulins. And that's some of the things they're doing, where they want to make mRNA-specific cancer vaccines for people, but those are very, very expensive. Every person is different. If we find cancers that are very, very common, and we think people have the exact same type of cancer, then maybe they can have a more widespread vaccine. But these companies need to make money. And that's also, you know, an issue. If a company, a pharmaceutical company is involved, are they going to be quick to say, you see, guys, it works. So we need that checks and balances by other partners that look at it, that will not have financial gain and say, you know what, this did work. This study did work. So fascinating stuff. Now, Alzheimer's, we have a breakthrough with Alzheimer's. MIT thinks they could reverse it. Now, we always hear about Alzheimer's breakthroughs, and we still haven't seen a lot on the market yet. But researchers used a peptide or a string of amino acids to interfere with an enzyme that is typically overactive in the people in the brains of people with the disease. The chemical compound would stop the enzyme CDK15. And that enzyme that's in the brain has been linked to Alzheimer's. It will harm neurons, causing cognitive decline. This chemical compound could maybe stop this from being overactivated. Researchers hope their findings could then serve as future research into the drug. And slowing down Alzheimer's or reversing it could be fantastic. The only problem with the reversing is a lot of times the damage is done. So we would need to be able to come up with something at the earliest signs. And unfortunately, sometimes when we discover that somebody has it, they're already farther along. With Bruce Willis, I haven't looked at his medical records, and he deserves privacy. But for some of us doctors, we're a little confused that last year they diagnosed him with aphasia. And when we heard that, we were like, he's got cognitive impairment. He possibly has dementia. Why are you just diagnosing him with aphasia? Get on this. And then a few months ago, they said, yes, he has dementia. Well, aphasia is a symptom of that and a very serious symptom of dementia. By the time somebody has aphasia, they're very, they're progressing pretty rapidly, or they're more farther along. Now, my guess is he did have that diagnosis, but they just didn't want to say at that time. But, you know, so we do need to identify things early. The problem is early dementia can look like regular aging. How many of us have lost our keys or have gone to a store and completely forgot what we went there for? All right, we have memory lapses. And honestly, COVID, I think, helped with that. Since I had COVID, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I'm still pretty sharp, but I don't remember things like I used to. I can remember people's phone numbers and birthdays and social security numbers and directions and house numbers. And I got to look it up. Now, maybe it could be because I'm getting lazy. And I'm so used to looking things up that I don't, you know, practice with my memory, saying, look, you're going to put this to memory. But unfortunately, we need to be very aggressive with finding this early. So if we do have any treatment, we could start it early. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update, a short court appearance in Boston today for Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents. He'll remain in custody before a bail hearing next week. 28 members of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel face charges for running the world's largest fentanyl network. Some of those indicted are also from China and Guatemala. The makers of the abortion drug Mifepristone are joining the legal fight. Danco Laboratories is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out the Texas ruling that blocked access to the drug. Even if your flight comes nowhere near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, it might be impacted today by the nearly two-day closure of the airport there.
The planes that are taking off may be empty. They may just be ferrying those flights to get to other locations to pick up other crew and other passengers.
That's travel expert Peter Greenberg. Fort Lauderdale Airport was closed for nearly 2 days because of a flash flood. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one question I've gotten, and we've spoken about this on air before, is how do you quit your job without them firing you first? And, you know, that's interesting because depending on where you are, if you get fired, you could get unemployment. If you quit, you might not. So sometimes it's in your better interest to be fired. Sometimes you could also get a severance. I know it might not look good on your resume. It might look better that you quit, but you might be able to make more money in the interim. So I don't know if, you know, my question would be what's the context? Well, sometimes I've been asked in terms of the context of you're giving a company 2-week notice and they say, just leave now. And that is something that we've seen happen a lot. There's unfortunately some bad apples on both sides, employers and employees, where this was supposed to be something that was cordial and respectful and transitioned nicely, but for some it got bad. And so, for example, you fire somebody from the government, you got to cut their classified material access right away. And clearance, because if they're letting, if you're giving them 2 weeks notice, or they're quitting, that 2 weeks could be a very vulnerable time for you. Now, what a lot of employers don't realize is you're always vulnerable. Usually, by the time somebody quits, they have already been unhappy for a while. So that's kind of something that I think a lot of employers need to be aware of. Make sure you don't have unhappy employees. Or make sure there's checks and balances with that. Just like a virus, by the time you feel you have a cold, you've been contagious for a few days. So, you know, same thing. So unfortunately, what has happened is when you have fired somebody and said, look, we are going to let you go. You still have 2 weeks. You could work here. So you could still have time to find a job. But, you know, in 2 weeks, it will be your last day, let's say May 1st. Well, is that person going to give you their all? Is that person going to badmouth you to clients? Are they going to spread a toxicity? So giving somebody 2 weeks notice when you fire them doesn't seem to exist. In fact, what many companies will do is just pay you out for the week and have you leave now. Or they might give you 2 weeks severance, or they might give you a longer severance. But they're probably not going to let you stay. But likewise, somebody quitting, depending on who you work for. We've had some managers where the family, the husband was moving. They're like, my husband has to take a new job. I'd like to help train the next person. And I'm like, that's wonderful. How long can you give us? A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever you could give us, we appreciate. And we worked with them until their last day, threw them a party, all sorts of stuff. And so sometimes it could be a very nice transition. But sometimes you have other individuals who go, yeah, I'm quitting. And then they just, they'll take their leave. And then they might come back and they're not working because, well, what are they going to do? Fire me? And so the other coworkers, we had one person where we're like, okay, well, they want to quit in 2 weeks. It's fine. We'll give them 2 weeks. The manager said, but I don't think they're going to show up tomorrow. What do I do? Where do I put them? So I'm like, well, we'll just hire somebody else. We'll have to hire somebody right away. And sure enough, that person was hit or miss and didn't really even show up the final 2 weeks. So it all depends. You know, there's some people that just kind of ruin it for everybody. So if you are asking, what's the best way to quit so you still get those 2 weeks, because that's frustrating. You know, you want to leave on a good note. You may need them as a reference. Many jobs will call your prior employers for years after you left them. Some of us live in communities where everybody talks. So you want to make sure you leave on a good note. But 2 weeks of losing pay is difficult. And many of you are probably thinking, my boss will just fire me anyway, so I better have a job ready to go on Monday, so I'll quit on Friday, so I have a job on Monday. So it's difficult. For me, just because I'm kind of old school, and I know everybody says it's better to just do and beg for forgiveness and ask for permission. I really am an ask for permission type of person. That's just me, and I know it doesn't always work, but for me, I'd be like, look, you know, I don't want to leave, but this is what's going on. And it's not that I'm not unhappy. It's this is what's going on. And I have to get, you know, more pay. I need this. I have to move across town. I don't want to leave. Let me be here to help transition, but I also don't want to be fired. I won't be able to start my new job for a month. And I would just lay it out there. And I'm like, I'm here to work. I'm not going to call in. Sometimes if you can have that relationship with your supervisor, it'll work out smoothly. You'll train somebody, I'll teach everybody else my job, I'll show where everybody is, and we'll make this transition as smooth as possible because you gave me a job, I'm grateful to you, I feel bad about leaving, I want to make sure I don't leave behind dry. Most managers will really, really appreciate that. But if somebody thinks you're going to call out and that you hated the job, and that you didn't really care about it, they're not going to think you're going to put in that work ethic. They'll also be worried about stealing toxicity. And so the answer to that question is why are you leaving and who are you working for? If you're working for a jerk and you hate the place, they probably aren't going to, work really well during that transition with you. Now, but if they are very cool, I would say try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, the next concept that we're starting to see is, should everybody have two jobs? I have, since I was 18, always had an average of two jobs. Part-time, but something to fall back on. I have never just had one single job, with the exception of residency. And even with residency, after year one, I started moonlighting, along with the other residents, and we were getting income. I always had a backup plan. Not that I thought I was going to get fired, it's just things happen. And I wanted to make sure I could support myself, support the baby, do what I had to do. And so it's interesting where if you have another job and another part-time job or another means of income, that makes these decisions a little easier. I just remember seeing the movies like Mr. Mom, I'm with Michael Keaton, where the men were losing their jobs, so the wife went to work because the boss liked her and thought she was pretty and all that other stuff. That was Terry Garr, I think. Seeing men lose their jobs and then not being able to go anywhere was scary to me. That frightened me. I work part-time here, part-time here. So maybe also be an Uber driver on the side. Or maybe have a home business. Or maybe have some of your other, or even class. School. Now with student loans, that there's an argument to go and be a student. If we're going to have a bad recession and a bad labor market and a high unemployment soon, then maybe become a student, especially if there's this big push to write off student loans. I'm not telling you to borrow money and not pay it, but that might be a strategy. Or then go back to school. Get a degree or get training into something that you think is going to be more safe and not replaced by AI. Somebody with more credentials and degrees may have an easier job getting to the top of that hiring pile. But we all have options. And I always say take the high road, but keep in mind if you think they're going to be jerks and they're going to fire you, then, you got to do what you got to do. 1-877-DOCTORLEE.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we don't really see a lot of news coming out of Europe. Europe kind of does their own thing. You know, you see people on the Times or on the Sun drinking some wine, eating some cheese, enjoying England, enjoying France, Germany, Austria, Spain. You're like, okay, it's nice. Things are pretty quiet over there. Well, not exactly. Paris there's riots going on. We just had some friends who went there, and they couldn't see the Louvre because of the protesters closing it down. I've been to Paris twice, still have not gotten into the Louvre because I just don't get the tickets, and it's really hard to convince the family to be in a museum all day. I get it, you know, especially since they don't really know a lot of the art, and the Mona Lisa line is really long. So I still haven't gone. I'd like to one day, you know, but I'm more interested in seeing the Sistine Chapel in Rome. So we'll see. But it is cool. But apparently there is a lot of drama going on right now in France because Emmanuel Macron, the French president, had a plan to raise the pension age by 2 years. It has passed a constitutional milestone despite months of strikes and protests. So this pushes the age where one can draw a full pension to 64 years old from 62. This is very unpopular in France and has triggered multiple riots. The decision was announced by the Constitutional Council on Friday. Protests began immediately and have turned violent. Police have used tear gas in Lyon, Strasbourg, water cannons in Paris to control the streets. Protesters have set fires. By the way, Paris is exquisite. It's a very beautiful city. The tourist district kept very, very clean. So, and, you know, Notre Dame had a huge fire that we still don't know how it happened. It's taken years to recover. Hopefully that'll be open to the public again by next year. But we definitely don't want some of the artifacts and historical monuments getting caught in this crossfire, and you definitely don't want to see any protesters burn things. And so, you know, seeing a beautiful like city like this, and I mean, really, I like the French people. I mean, the French, they're lovers, not fighters. So this is a little odd. What is this, La Resistance? So protesters are marching. 3,000 people have assembled outside. Demonstrations taking place in major French cities throughout the country. Flares. Bikes have been set on fire outside town hall. There's been barricades and all sorts of... And it's an interesting topic because in America, we can't collect our Social Security until... I think our full Social Security until 67. It used to be 65. We could partially access it at 62. So in France, this is full pension. This is even earlier than we can, accessing it at age 64, their full pension. Now, I see both sides. I see both sides to a lot of things. If you, since you were 18 years old, have been working and putting money in the bank, or not putting money in the bank, but putting money into the government, and you thinking that that money has your name on it, just to see them move the goalposts when you're right about to get there, I get that's not cool. I get that. And I see how frustrated it is. I mean, I'm frustrated with what's going on now with Social Security. I mean, I was promised as a kid that I just had to make it to 65. And if I can make it to, even though most of the men in my family don't, but women do live longer. Like, if I can make it to 65, well, if they keep changing the age, you feel shorted. I get that. On the flip side, you have an aging population, you have immigrants, you have a swelling of your numbers. So, yeah, your money might not necessarily have your name on it, and they might not be able to afford giving pension earlier. You also have people living longer. I mean, I have a friend who's 64. I don't even think about him at any point ready to need... you know, to pull out a pension. He looks like he still has multiple decades left to work. You know, looking at my friends who are middle age, you do start to go, well, you know, we are living longer. I mean, you know, you see Harrison Ford still doing movies, and he's, what, 78? I mean, you see individuals that are pretty, you know, so you start to wonder, you know, do we really retire at that early in our 60s? The problem is that that's what we were promised, and that's what the taxes were taken out for. And so what's the answer? And I also think a lot of this is every few years people want to protest. People are angry. and they may choose something to air their grievances on. Like I spoke about what's going on with this Dylan Mulvaney and the Bud Light. I don't think people hate Dylan, the transgender activist. I don't think they do. I don't think they hate Bud Light. But I think a lot of people are so feeling so suppressed with the woke and not being able to say how they feel and wanting to have a little bit of that, you know, that, you know, men drinking beer and women having beer, but, you know, the old Budweiser commercials with the Clydesdales and maybe people's frustration with how things are changing is being projected onto the wrong scapegoats. And so, is there something deeper going on? Isn't that people were so ticked off because of what happened during COVID? They're still so mad, and they don't feel like the government hurt them, that they're going to use this as a way to start. I mean, I'm looking at pictures here, and I've been to these areas in France. In France, it's interesting. A lot of the buildings, they look alike. They're the same color. They all seem to kind of be, it's interesting how the, they're all kind of that off-white. Some buildings are white, but they all kind of have that off-white. It's a very, very pretty city, so you know you're in Paris just by looking at that, as opposed to Britain, you know, different colors, some of their buildings. But, maybe it's just they want to be heard. They don't feel like their government's representing them. And, you know, is moving the full pension 2 years a big deal? Probably not, especially since in America we can't draw it till farther along. But the fact that they don't have control of their money, their taxes, they pay a lot in taxes. Apparently, 36% of French workers retire at the age of 62. Another 36% retire older. And then some of them may have to... they say the normal retirement age for a French worker who started working at the age of 22 was 64.5. The European Union average is 64.3. That is still lower than in America. And, you know, of course, people are upset. They now are thinking about retiring early. A lot of doctors retired early. I know in America with COVID. I'm like, you're too young to retire. A lot of people turn 60 and they're retired. I'm like, no way. How do you have the money to retire? Aren't you going to get bored? I'm telling you right now, when I turn 60, there is no way I'm going to have enough money to retire. Hell no. Especially if I'm hoping to live to my 90s. So I'm planning on working. But I get how other people are like, you know what, I'm done. I've worked my butt off. I've seen people get to work from home. I'm tired of all the taxes I'm paying. It's my turn. So I get why they're mad. But is a 62-year-old considered retirement age? If we have, you know, such a large population of middle-agers, is that how do we take care of our older individuals? So my concern is you aren't going to have enough money going into the system to take care of seniors. And when people live till they're 70, 80, 90, that's going to be pretty expensive. And if you don't have enough people working and putting money into the tax system, they're going to keep shrinking the retirement pool. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.